Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. Your host, Mr. Jono Petrohilos, currently generates over $1 million a year selling his online courses. And now he teaches you how to do the same. Along with listening to our podcast, make sure to join the Course Creator Community Facebook group. It's one of the largest and most engaged Facebook groups in the space. You'll find the link in the show notes. Anyway, let's get to today's show.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. And I am super excited because we have an awesome guest on the line this week. And I know I say that about every guest every week, but this person is proven to be awesome. And here's why. What I do with this podcast, I'm all about time management, right? So I want to make this as little, this podcast as little work for me as possible. So what I do is at the start of every month, I go and check from a year ago. I'm like, all right, who did I have on this podcast from a year ago? If they were a good guest, I invite them back on again. They do it again. If they were a bad guest, they go onto the list of never to be on this podcast again. This person was on exactly a year ago. So that shows that, you know, he was on a year ago, he was amazing at what he did, and I wanted to bring him back on. So a little bit about this person. He's an email marketing trainer and consultant. He runs Digital Solopreneur, where he helps coaches and course creators boost sales, amplify engagement, and create lifelong customers using emails that love to read and buy from. He's a master of storytelling with over 8 years of experience in writing and consulting in various industries, including stock market, insurance, overseas recruitment, ABAP development, language learning, and even women's fashion. If you're listening on the podcast, you may not know that, but he's got a very nice women's top on at the moment. So without further ado, let me introduce the one and only Mr. Alan New. Alan, how are you?
Hi, Jono. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for inviting me again, knowing that that's your criteria. So it's an intense privilege I'm back here.
The pressure's on, Alan. If you don't get a DM in about a year's time, you know that this episode sucked. Not to put any pressure on you, but you know, that's what, and I expect you to be checking daily in, you know, September 2023 for the DM. But hey, Alan, I gave you a bit of an intro there, but do you want to simplify it? Let the listeners know in 30 seconds or less, what is it that you do?
Right. Yeah. Basically, we help you write emails that people still read today. Right? Mm. We inject personality, humor, self-deprecating laughter, because what we believe in is every email should make you feel something. It's not just about the opens and the clicks. Right? It's about the relationship. And we're injecting life into emails, and we try to have fun with it, because that's something that most people forget. It becomes a tiresome job sending the emails, but for us, we wanted to make it exciting. And hopefully this episode will help make that happen for you.
Awesome. Now, I believe that you've got like a specific framework. Is that right, Alan?
Yes.
You've got it, and it's called the red carpet. What is it called? The red carpet framework.
Welcome email. Yeah. So, awesome. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this because whatever career you have or how great you are at writing, all of us will probably have our best stats, best opens in our welcome email, right? Mm. And that's because that's the nature of how people land in our list, right? So they're super excited to get your gift, your giveaway. I know, Jono, you give away a course. Yeah. So that's the peak of their excitement, right? But something that we don't usually recognize is that when somebody joins your list, it's like a visitor going into a stranger's home for the very first time, right? Everything is new, unfamiliar, and in some ways scary. They're uneasy, clueless on what to do next. They have zero idea of what to expect. And in short, they feel uncomfortable, right? So just because they signed up to your list doesn't mean they're here to stay. So if you don't treat your welcome email, I'm sorry, if you just treat your welcome email as an afterthought, as something to check on a to-do list, then sooner or later, people will be asking two questions. Like, why am I even here? And where do I unsubscribe? which just throws all your hard work away.
They're not the type of question. We want the questions like, how can I buy from you? You know, we don't want, you know, exactly. Why am I here? How can I subscribe?
Exactly. And people will only start asking that if they're comfortable, you know, if they know the person that they're speaking with. And I don't want this to happen to you, especially the listeners, right? People want to feel welcome. And I don't want you to think of your welcome email as an afterthought, as like, Okay, just give them the link here, and that's that. I want you to treat it like a red carpet, to make people feel special because we only have one shot at creating a first impression. And I think we should give a disproportionate amount of time on our welcome email. So it's not just something on our to-do list, that you just have to, okay, I did everything here. The hard part is over, just creating your GIF. Then, okay, oh, by the way, I need to have a welcome email. So I don't want that to be the priority, the order of priority. And here's how the red carpet email works, right? Three things mainly. Firstly, we need to hit credibility, right? We have to give the giveaway right away. Okay, so what we want to show them subconsciously is people, when they arrive in your email list, they're thinking, can I trust this guy? Can I trust this girl? Right? So they came in for your gift, your offer, right? So it may be a free course, a download. So give that right away so that it shows them that your word is your bond. Now, this part usually is the easy part, right? Everyone usually does this really well. The next, though, I think this is where a lot of people, I wouldn't say trip up, but they don't maximize the opportunity. So the next thing is the fit, right? So first credibility, the next is the fit. Subconsciously, just by the very nature of the relationship, the fact that they're listening to you, they're signing up to you, de facto, you are the leader of the newsletter, right? People are looking up to you. They're looking for direction. Otherwise, if there's no lack, why would they even sign up in the first place? So they're looking for something, and de facto, you are the leader. And for them to follow you, people want to know who you are, what you stand for, and where you are taking them. Right? We are basically who we attract, and we must also be selective on who we are allowing to our list. So we are also repelling people at the same time because this would be helpful for the longevity and health of your list.
Now, I just want to take a minute and let everyone know if you're a course creator, you've already got a course and it's not quite selling, or if you're still in the process of putting your course together, at the Course Creator Community, we actually have a VIP group coaching program. It's the best program of its kind and the most affordable as well. So if you'd like some extra help and guidance in either putting your course together or selling your online course, I recommend joining the Course Creator Community VIP program. I'll put the links down in the show notes.
So people resonate with your vision and you will stay while others will quickly bounce. And this is a great way for you to keep that great list health at the same time. So this is an aspect that I think we will hone on. This is like the core of the red carpet email. And lastly, of course, so now that you establish trust, you establish your identity, lastly, now, just because they subscribe doesn't mean they'll keep reading. So we'll give them a reason to stay while also giving them a glimpse of what's ahead. All right. So the way I structure this, so for you guys listening, these are like the bullet points that you want to remember. First, of course, is a welcome message. Okay. Next is you give them the gift or the promise. All right. So this is where the credibility comes in. So if it's a download, tell them that here's the download link. Don't worry, I'll have a demonstration later on of a email makeover to drive home the point. Next, of course, is to share the big why behind the newsletter. So this is where the fit comes in, right? So sometimes a lot of people that I speak with have that issue with talking about their big why or sharing some of their story because they feel that it's just gonna elongate the welcome email. But at the same time, again, this is the email that will get the most eyeballs. So if you're gonna preserve your story or your big vision in the next email, there's a huge attrition to that. Like maybe you'll drop 25 to 30% of your audience. And that's something that you can't, once you lose them, it's hard to get them back. So while you have the most eyeballs, share your story. It doesn't have to be that long, right? You just have to communicate your purpose. And I can show you why later on. A brief origin transformation story, but again, this can be merged with a big why. Later on, I'll show you in the demonstration. So Now we hit the credibility, we hit the fit with your big why. If they resonate with that, they will stick to you. And lastly, the benefits, right, of the newsletter. So why shouldn't I unsubscribe now that I got the gift, right? So this is for continuity. Like, okay, where are you taking me now? What can I expect? Make it tangible with them. So it's hitting the reader in two ways. The big why is more for the emotional, the vision, and the benefits is more for the tactical, specific, the bullet points of what they will get. But sometimes people miss the vision part and go straight to the bullet points. But that doing that though doesn't differentiate you versus somebody else they could sign up for.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So subconsciously, like, people are looking for people that share the same vision, similar to to politicians, right? And this is why cults succeed, right? Not to say that you are starting a cult, but there are persuasive principles that make people go out of their way to follow somebody, right? And a huge part of that is having the same vision, right? Having the same vision. So, and lastly, this is optional. If you want to have a cliffhanger at the end, you know, to give them something, basically, this is why people binge. So you have a cliffhanger at the end and they got curious on what's up next, right? So that's optional because that's a bit more advanced, but I'll also show you how to do that. Is there anything, like, on your part, Jono, was everything clear? Is there anything that you think we need to clarify on?
Just to confirm, that's in one email. That's the first email?
Yes, that's the first email.
Gotcha. Yeah. And it's like, and just so I can get my head around this, yeah, no, that's fine, actually. So, because let's say, you know, if it's an online course, sometimes they'll get it automatically, right? The software will shoot them over that. You'd still maybe mention in that email, though. You'd still do the welcome. Hey, you know, you should have got another email giving you the freebie. If you didn't, you know, here's the link to get it or whatever. You then give the why, the origin. Mm-hmm. That might be together, the why and the origin, if it is. Benefits of being subscribed, and then, if possible, a cliffhanger.
Right.
All right. How long is it? Sounds like a long ass email, Alan. That's all right though.
No. So I let you be the judge for that. So I did before was I had a student who submitted a welcome email, right? And we rewrote that for them. And so when I rewrote that, I consciously thought of your audience that they might think that there's so much here, right? There's so much here. So I'll verbally share, you know, the before and after, and let you be the judge on the length and I guess how much it can capture your attention. So I just changed the names.
Okay.
I just changed the names to protect the identity of the owner.
Yep.
So this is...
Are we seeing the before and the after, or just the after?
Yeah, I can share. Do you want me to share the screen for you?
Yeah, let's share the screen so I can see as well. Yeah, the listeners won't, but that's all right. Sure. You know, that's the advantage of being the host of the podcast. You can see the slides. And I'll put this on YouTube as well, so the YouTubers can see.
All right. Sounds great. So here's the initial welcome email.
This is the old one, right? This is the bad one?
This is.
Awesome. Damn, it sounds like mine. I'm like, you copy this from me? Wait, did you copy this from me? The bad one, I'm saying, looks like mine.
you're too harsh on yourself. But yeah, so I use your name here so that we have a more tangible, customized experience. So
awesome.
The subject line is welcome. So welcome, Jono. So this company is he specializes in 3D visualization projects. So they're in the visual arts. Welcome, Jono. We're so happy for you being a part of Green Diamond Studio mailing list. So this is a made-up business. Thank you for signing up with us. To let you know, Green Diamond Studio is created with an intention to share our passion and years of expertise to help you in your 3D visualization projects. We won't be taking much of your inbox time. And welcome, Jono, your 3D visualization specialist, Ben, Green Diamond Studio.
Yeah.
So
that's not making any it's making no sales, no connection. But the thing is, I feel like every listener is going to be like, What's wrong with that? That's my that's my first email exactly.
Right. And if we will, it you know, like it doesn't really make that great first impression.
Nah.
And even just there are like some wording that makes it weak back
Yeah.
then. So even this might sound weird, but even welcome, Jono, I
Oh.
don't even recommend that a lot. So
Okay.
later on, I'll show you why. And second part is where they say we won't be taking much of your inbox time, which is like a
Yeah.
position of weakness, you
Yeah. It's
know,
almost devaluing
because
yourself, you know? You're kind of saying like,
exactly.
my stuff isn't important enough for you to read. You're almost subconsciously
Right.
saying that with that line, right?
Exactly. And you won't be surprised that these two are actually related.
Okay.
The welcome, Jono, and we won't be taking too much of your inbox time. So let me explain. I'll show you the revised version and we'll dive deeper into that.
Okay.
So this is what I recommended for them. All right. So you can see it still fits in one page, but let me read it for you guys listening to this. So the title, instead of welcome, we have a bracket, PDF, Ultimate 3D Visuals Template Pack. So basically, literally what they signed up for, they can see that right in their inbox right away. So congratulations for joining the Green Diamond Studio community. As promised, you can download the Ultimate 3D Visuals Template Pack here. So that's where the credibility comes in. Right away, second line, you can get the download that you signed up for. I'm Ben, and I started this newsletter because I've seen so many wonderful products drown in the sea of sameness because they couldn't make people notice. They lose business to competitors with inferior offers just because they have better visuals. That doesn't sit well with me. I believe that great products deserve to shine, and 3D visualization is the best way to make that happen. And contrary to popular belief, it doesn't have to cost them an arm and a leg to create one. 3D visualization is our passion. Elevating you is our mission. Just like how we powered John Doe's project with cutting-edge design that got his project sold for 20 grand. And insert an image of before and after. In life, perception is reality. And in my next email, I'll show you three simple design hacks that give your product that much sought-after, expensive look without spending a single dime. Welcome, Jono. It's only going to get better from here. Your 3D visualization specialist, Ben, the Green Diamond Studio. And
Woo! Can I
I'll
get a
let you
template of
critique
this?
that,
How can I?
Jono.
Can me or the
Definitely.
listeners get a template of this?
Definitely, definitely. I have a special link for you guys where you can get the detailed explanation of how to put this together.
Give it a plug. I'll put it in the show notes as well, but give it a plug. What's the
Oh,
link, Alan? If someone's just like, man, screw
sure.
this podcast, I'm going to this link and getting these things.
Sure, it's digitalsolopreneur.com/jono.
Awesome.
So to make it easy for you guys.
And I'll put that link in the show notes.
Perfect, perfect. So I guess I'd like to get your initial thoughts, Jonah, because we didn't prepare this ahead of time and because I wanted to
Yeah.
get your genuine reaction.
I love it. So we'll speak about. So I see that I'll share my feedback and then I've got a question. So I see
Sure.
we've gotten rid of the welcome. I know in the first one you said welcome. This one we've said
Right.
congratulations. I'd love to know the philosophy on that. But reading through the rest of it, I like how it's like, yep, as promised, you can download it here. That's great. I like the, yeah, that the, what is that? That's the why. You know, I started this
Right.
newsletter because I've seen so many, like, I'm like, okay, this tells me a bit about this person, what they're about there. I like the John Doe story because it's kind of like, all right, cool. You know, this guy's got something to say. I like that it's only going to get better for, where's the,
This one.
where's the, in this next email?
This one. So
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I like
there you
that.
go.
You know, in my next email, I'm going to show you. Okay. I'll look out for that. And then it's only going to get
Right.
better from here. Okay. You know, that changes my perception from like, oh, I'm not going to take up much of your time to like, hey,
Right.
I got some good stuff. You know, stick with me and you're going
Right.
to see this good stuff. It's just one way is so much more confident and stronger, right?
Right. And I like that you pointed out congratulations because I think everything else here anchors on that first line. And
Okay.
it's less about the vocabulary, but what that vocabulary means. Because welcome and congratulations, they're both positive words. But when you say welcome or not even welcome, a lot of people would say thank you for signing up to my
Yeah,
list,
yeah, yeah.
right? But the dynamic of that, it seems like you are the one who owes them something,
Yeah,
right? Thank you
yeah,
for
yeah.
signing up, right? And if you are the leader, you
They should
know,
be thanking you, right?
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we congratulate them, right? Because that's from a position of power. Because when I would ask my students, like, are you giving great value in your newsletter? Yes. Are you changing people's lives with your newsletter? Yes. Then has it ever occurred to you that they are lucky to be on your email list? Then that's when kind of things start to shift,
Yeah.
right? Because they would hesitate to send emails because they're scared of the unsubscribes,
Yeah.
right? But if you have that mindset, then it is your duty to send these emails. And that's why I encourage them to say congratulations, because you want them to have that sense of achievement and
Yeah.
also for you to demonstrate that sense of power. And from that tiny mental shift, you know, everything else would flow because you can share your vision, why you're starting this, and you kind of don't give, I don't know if you can cuss, but you don't
Go
necessarily
for it.
care
You're
if
good.
they if they leave or not. And
Yeah.
that's so much more attractive, you know,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
than being mean and being like timid in your messaging, basically.
Yeah. Love it, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm downloading this template and I'm going to completely change my welcome email. Now the red carpet, is it just that one email, Alan? Or do we send a few of them after this? Or, you know, how does that kind of work?
So right after this, I generally send a follow-up email around 6 hours before. Sometimes it's almost like a general practice now, but just to make sure, you know, just checking in if you downloaded, if you got the Ultimate 3D Visuals package pack, template pack. You know, sometimes the internet can be crazy and maybe your spam folder is just protecting your inbox. So things might get lost in the shuffle. Hit reply if you got it. It will help me sleep better at night, knowing that it's in your hands. Something like that, you know, right after, around 6 hours after, just to get people to reply, to engage. It helps improve your reputation, sender
Yeah.
reputation, telling Gmail, hey, this guy's good, this girl's good.
Yeah.
And so you get a VIP pass into their inbox. And something I'd like to touch on, Jono, about the big why, because what I noticed, like, people can get tripped up with that, you know, on how to address that. So a couple of advice. So, for example, I have one student. They're also into fitness. His client is into fitness, but specifically for people who have some disabilities
Gotcha.
or at an advanced age. So they're seniors. So he has that typical generic welcome email. Then I was asking them, so why are you in that business right now? So he was telling me that for his a lot of like seniors or people with disabilities aren't being allowed to work out in a gym, right? So they're being limited by that. So I was telling him you can include that in your welcome email, right? For example, you can say the word I believe is very powerful, right? For example,
Yeah.
I believe that people of all ages, of all capability should have a fair chance of being healthy. It shouldn't be limited to young people with money, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So I want to help your readers, just in case you're having trouble with this. I have some guide questions that you could use, you know, to trigger that trigger your brain, basically. So one thing is, if everyone has your solution, what would that world be like? Right? So sometimes we don't necessarily think of it that way. So we need to help the next 100 people. But what if everyone in the world has your solution? What would that world be like? So that's a good mental exercise as well. So I believe in a world where black, right? So it can help you think grander, not just the basic, I can help you lift more weights, right? But I want us to be comfortable in our own skin, that our happiness isn't dictated by the scale. So it can, make it more grander, something that people can believe in. And yeah, what's innately true to you, right? And I think this question also helps me a lot, which goes on the opposite end, right? What's unfair in the world that you can't stand for, that you won't stand for, right? So that's for the case of like the fitness one for seniors, it's more, it addresses this more. What's unfair in the world right now? What's wrong in the world? Like for example, in the I'm based in the Philippines, and like 10% of the population, is working abroad, right? So there innately there's a lot of families that are together but are really broken in some ways because they're not physically together. So one of the things that I wrote for a client is like when there's a family reunion, you don't need to have Zoom calls anymore because everybody's here. So that's one of our visions, There's no need for you to Photoshop them into the picture because they're right here with you side by side. So like painting those pictures, like what is unfair? What would the world be like? What would a perfect world be like? Right? We're not saying that we're exaggerating, right? But of course, when you're starting something, a newsletter is also a movement, right? You're moving to something. That's why people want to join. And if you paint that picture for them, you create that first impression. And when you do that well, of course, at the start, they will subject lines which will matter, but they will remember like Jono, he stands for this, and I'm with him. Like so it's the same way like in a with a politician, like you don't necessarily agree with all the policies that they would propose, but if you believe what they believe in, you kind
You
of
believe the
turn
direction.
right. You kind of I know like maybe we don't agree on every policy, but I know where the direction is, and I'll support him the same way with maybe they don't agree with all the things we say in the email, but if they believe what you believe in, you can have like a bigger leeway, so yeah, so that's kind of what I wanted to reiterate. So this is where I believe that red carpet email really works. That magic is you can paint that picture for them, and it takes some time to think about it, though you don't have to rush and just write something. Maybe, and I feel that a lot, this email does help a lot of business owners have that introspection and can actually put this in their about page, and use this in all their interviews, in their profiles. Because, if you buy into a belief, belief is one of the hardest things to change, And so, if at the same time, if you put it out there, if people who believe the same thing as you do, it's almost like an instant bond. And this is like a big opportunity that a lot of people miss. And this is the part. This is the part with heart. And as you can see, I don't want to speak on your behalf, but this isn't really like a super long email, but it does communicate that heart alongside it. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you guys.
I've got a couple of questions here, Alan. So let's say someone's like, all right, this is awesome. This red carpet system is awesome. I'm gonna go to that link, I'm gonna download the template, I'm gonna do my own one. Great, now I've got it sending out. A couple questions on this. How do we know if it's good or if it's working? Or how often should we kind of revisit it? Do we maybe, okay, great, I'll leave this for a month and then I'll maybe go back and change it a bit and, do that one for a month and then I'll compare the two. Any tips there?
Some of the things that you could do is you can also test it on social. Like maybe you have your own Facebook group that like Jonah has an amazing group. That's something that you could test as well. I would try to read it to like people in my target audience, like maybe even some friends. I just trying, it's like almost like a sales pitch, like you kind of see what how people react to it. And you, here's the thing, like you won't really know if it's perfect, but the important thing is what you write here, it's the truth. You speak your truth. And it almost doesn't matter if because what will happen if it's true to you, you will attract people whose truth is this, who share the same truth with you. I think that's the more important thing, right? And And you can, I guess, in some ways, you can feel it, you know, if it speaks your truth. So I would use that more as the first criteria rather than get people's feedback on it. And to your point about revisiting it, again, the primary for me would be if it's still true to you, you know. So maybe after every quarter, you know, you want to take a look at it, right? And so that's kind of where I stand on that. To be quite honest, like I don't necessarily have a specific time to review it. But
It
when,
depends when your goals change, you know, your vision changes.
right. So it's more like that because I think it's the problem with optimization is it might water down the message, you know, but it can go both ways. It can improve it, it can water it down. So when you read it, if you have the if you have, for example, you already have an existing list, it nothing precludes you from sharing your big why, right? For example, if they're already on your list but you haven't shared your big why, maybe you can send it. You can write them, hey, diba? Hey, you can just share. Hey, I just have something to share with you guys, or I need to get this off my chest. So that could be your subject line. You know, then I missed out on this when you came in, and I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page. So I started this newsletter because so you can chime in on that and see how people react with it. You can use that also to post on your socials and see how people react. So if you really want to kind of understand where they're at with your messaging, you can do that, you know. But for me, I wouldn't be too bogged down with it if you can't do that. As long as you share your vision, I think that's a big win. Because like people can overcomplicate things. You know, like for me, I'd rather get it out there, test it. Of course, you just don't want to be there to be have glaring grammatical errors or you're not making sense. But if you're good with that, you know, just do it. For me, I encourage you to just put it into practice. And as long as it's the truth, you know, you can't really go wrong with it, right? Maybe you can add a line or two there, but at the essence, at the core, people will get it. And you don't have to dabble into it too much.
Gotcha. Awesome. All right, Alan, well, that was some great tips there. I'll put the link in the show notes for anyone that wants the template. Just a couple questions to finish up with. Someone wants to follow you personally. What's the best? Are you active on any social media platforms that we follow you when you give tips there? Or should we just get on your email list and get your emails there? Where's the best place we can go or places to follow you?
Yeah, definitely. My email list is the great place to go. Digitalsolopreneur.com/jono. You'll also be added to my list, and where I could give you more goodies like that. I'm also on Facebook. I do have a page, so it's Alan Goins. My name, Allan, and last name NGO. So I know it's kind of hard to say my last name, but I also post content there, so that's also a good place to for us to connect.
Awesome. I'll put both of those links in the show notes. And what about just in general, Alan? If people are like, right, I want to immerse myself in email marketing, I'm definitely going to jump on Alan's email list. I'm definitely going to send Alan a friend request on Facebook. What about who are some other good places or good places to learn about email marketing or good people to follow in regards to email marketing?
Oh, that's a great question. For example, for me, I forgot to mention we do have a YouTube channel as well, Digital Solopreneur for that. There's a ton of people as well. Like there's this guy called named Chase Diamond, who's great with e-com. So I don't necessarily touch on e-com, and I had the chance to speak with him as well. He's a great follow, especially on Twitter. So shout out to Chase. So he gave so much tips there, and he's a great guy. So I love your question, Jonah, but at the same time, I would like to ask your readers to, you know, I know with the online marketing space, there's a lot of, I guess the trend is to have follow someone, be a fan of somebody. But at the end of the day, what I would advise, and this has been very helpful for me, and I'm pretty sure for Jonah, is let's fall in love and be a fan of our market. You know, get to follow them, understand them more.
That's a
Because
good
if we
point.
understand their problem inside out, that
So
will prove
easy.
to be like, yeah, everything else will be easy. So Yeah, so that's kind of like my best, the best advice I could think
That's a
of,
good,
because if
yeah.
you know them, everything else will fall into place.
Love it. And the quote that I like is along the lines of, don't fall in love with your product, fall in love with your customer or your potential customer.
Amen.
Because I think that's a common
Definitely.
problem with course creators as well, right? It's kind of like, right, let me write an email and put all the benefits of the course in there. But if you don't know what your audience wants, do the benefits really matter? You know, it's kind of like you need to know what they want. So love that. But
Exactly.
Alan, that's pretty much all I wanted to cover today. Anything I should have asked you but forgot to, or anything you want to finish us off with?
I guess I would just like to reiterate the point I made earlier about my goal for every email is to make them feel something. So whether it's joy, whether it's to remind them of their the challenges, no, because people are emotional creatures, you know, and they could feel the empathy. So sometimes I would just send an email on a Monday asking them, how are you? Really? So those matter a lot. I do send a Sunday reflections email that has its own kind of subculture within my list. And there's no call to actions there. It's just me reflecting. And that Sunday email tends to have like even better opens than my general list. And that's because people are looking for connection. And I hope that for the listeners here, you can also look beyond like the business side, not to ignore it, but also to remember that the people on the other party are humans, like a struggling mom, an overworked dad, you know. So from time to time, we can break character as entrepreneurs and just present ourselves, you know, and make that connection, because I think people can really feel that.
Yes, agree. Awesome. All right, Alan, thank you very much for your time.
Wonderful. Always a pleasure, Jonah.
Hey, course creators, real quick before we get into today's episode, I've got a little favor to ask. As a lot of you are probably aware, one of my goals for this year is to get this, is to massively grow this podcast and get it to be one of the top ranking podcasts in the marketing space. To do that, what really helps is if I can generate as many ratings as reviews as possible from listeners. So if you're a returning listener, if you could take a couple seconds and just give me a quick rating and review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to, that would mean the world to me. Anyway, let's get to today's show.